this is where the first ever Covenant Care inpatient hospice unit was born, and the area's first ever inpatient hospice unit.
Jeff Mislevy, president and CEO of Covenant Care, reflecting back to the original third floor unit at West Florida that opened in 2005, some 14 years ago. The shared history between the two organizations extends back almost 40 years.
West Florida Hospital was one of the three local hospitals that got together way back in 1980, believe it or not, and said, we need hospice to be delivered as a community nonprofit program. We ought not compete over it. And so that formed the foundation of Hospice of Northwest Florida, which eventually evolved into Covenant Care here. So our roots go all the way back.
The mission of Covenant and the mission of West Florida truly align around the care and improvement of human life. And we see Covenant Hospice as a part of that continuum of care, that end-of-life care.
Carlton Ulmer is CEO of West Florida Healthcare.
To be able to come and now have this unit, and it's a little better than the 3 North unit, and it's outstanding.
The new 11-room unit encompasses just over 7,000 square feet. Ulmer believes one of its best features is its first-floor location.
The geography of this unit is absolutely superior. To be able to offer the families and the community an opportunity to come in and out of a hospice unit without having to navigate a complex hospital, without having to utilize the elevator, to be able to have a courtyard, to be able to have these big, beautiful oak trees that have been here for 100 years where families can gather and grieve as necessary is just absolutely outstanding.
You guys, okay. All right, ready? 1, 2, 3.
After a ribbon-cutting ceremony, individuals in attendance were encouraged to tour the facility. Project manager Stephanie Garnett, an 8-year employee of Covenant Care, says they started the planning process about 18 months ago, making very conscious decisions about the design.
It reflects the coast. That's where we are. That's who we are here on the coast. And so the decor reflects that coastal theme that we've tried to replicate.
The coastal theme has become Covenant's brand, as it also highlights the decor of the inpatient unit that opened at Sacred Heart Hospital in 2017. In addition to photos of Pensacola Beach, each room at West Florida features a mural of water and beach scenes. While the units look alike, Garnett says this new unit has a few enhancements, including the incorporation of a request from the boss to provide more accommodations for those visiting their loved ones.
To have 2 or 3 places to sit just wasn't ample. It just didn't provide that ability to have that intimate interaction engagement. So he asked that we design some bench seating, which provides, as you can see, lots of seating, but it also provides a place to rest, a place to lay down for those folks who do want to stay overnight in a more comfortable setting.
In addition to the bench seating, the facility features a number of subtle improvements, including high-tech ones. Again, Covenant Care President and CEO Jeff Mislevy.
You know, all the TVs now have Bluetooth devices where people can stream their photos from their phones, so we turn the TVs into picture frames, and there's spots and spaces for pictures. So it's attention to detail, but in this particular case, details really matter.
The details matter, he says, because this is the last home, the last experience the people in their care will have. The new Center for Hospice Care at West Florida is scheduled to open for patients on July 1st. At the public unveiling, Wind Creek Hospitality presented a $25,000 check. That's $50,000 total to support Covenant Care's My Wish initiative. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.